Before we get into the strategy, I want to bust a few myths that some artists tend to have about creating a strategy like this and trying to do this on your own. So the first one is, I need a record deal so to be successful. And I did discuss this a little bit earlier, but I wanted to mention some examples. I know tons of artists that are super successful. They don't have a record deal, or they've got an indie label, or they've created their own label, but they're not trying to wait around for the major labels to find them. And also, you know, the major labels may put a lot of money into you and get you a lot of fans, but you probably won't monetize those fans because they are controlling your money. They are keeping a huge amount of that or using it to pay back all the money that they siphoned into marketing. So, you know, if you are building this on your own, you keep all the monetization. And thirdly, I know several artists that have walked away from a record deal because they felt like they didn't have their control, they didn't have power over what they were doing, and they just wanted to have that autonomy. And so I can't even stress this any more than I already am, but a record deal is not the key to success, not in this age. Okay, so some more myths that I want to bust for you. There are 5 reasons artists think that they can't create a following. And here they are. I'm going to go through each one of them individually. You know, we all find reasons why we can't do things. And I guarantee you that you can do this. First reason, and I hear this a lot, marketing is boring. Okay, I'm going to bust that myth right away because, you know, people think of marketing as like something you study in school. Marketing is just talking about your music and it's telling stories because that is what's going to connect people to you and your music is telling stories. Tell stories about how you wrote a certain song, why you wrote a certain song. Tell stories that connect with the subject matter of the song. Tell stories about fan experiences that you had, you know, really important. I remember going to a concert and hearing this story about a fan that had wanted to ask this girl to marry him, and he went and got this artist and asked him if he would come and sing this particular song at the end of the pier at a certain time, and then he would ask the girl to marry him. And I always remember that story, and it always connects me to that artist. And whenever I hear that song, I think, oh my gosh, I can totally picture this, the, you know, marriage proposal on the end of the pier. So marketing is connecting, and connecting involves telling stories. Okay, the next myth I want to bust is, I don't have enough time. Now, this is one I hear all the time, and I don't blame you. It's hard, especially if you have a full-time job and you're also trying to do your music, and then you feel like, well, all I have time is to create the music. How do I have time to promote this music? And I know there's a personal feeling of creativity when you create new music, but if you're just creating and creating and creating and you have no way to get that out there, then you're just going to be frustrated. So you need to, whatever time you have to work on your music, you need to divide that between creating and doing the business side, the stuff you have to do to be able to continue to make your music. I'm telling you, you can build a following in just 30 minutes a day if you really focus, you have a plan, you have a strategy, you know exactly what you're going to do. Myth number 3, I don't have enough money. Now, I've heard a lot of artists who make a plan to fix this problem. And what one thing that they do is they take a small portion of every gig that they make money, and say they're a band, they decide together that they're going to take a small portion of that and they're going to put it toward marketing. They're going to put it toward whatever they feel is important for their marketing. Say it's boosting posts on Facebook or using Twitter cards to attract fans or using, you know, Facebook ads to promote their events or whatever it is that they feel that they need to do. Maybe they need to print flyers or print posters. You know, you need to set aside money for that. And you can do that if you have a plan for it. Secondly, you need to make a commitment to not produce any more music until you've built your fan base. I know that almost all of you have music that's already been produced. It's fabulous music. And you just need to focus your time and money on promoting that music to get fans So when you do go to make a new CD, you have some fans to draw upon. You can do a Kickstarter campaign or an Indiegogo campaign. And you don't have to shoulder all that burden yourself, but you need to invest in that now. So don't go into the studio and make more music until you've invested in getting more fans. Okay, myth number four, I need a marketing degree or some kind of experience in marketing to be able to do this. First of all, you don't need to have a degree. You can learn whatever you need to learn online in trainings like this, in trainings like what we have in Female Musician Academy, in listening to podcasts, you know, reading articles. You can learn all of that online. You don't need to have a degree and you don't need to have experience in marketing. You don't need a degree. What you need is a strategy. And taking action is always going to trump any kind of education. So people may have all the book smarts in the world, but if they don't take any action on it, it doesn't do them any good. Myth number five, I don't have any help. Well, maybe right now you don't have any help, but there are ways to get around that. Firstly, if you're in a band, you can look at all the talents of the people within the band and divide up the marketing that way. So maybe someone loves to hang out on Twitter. Maybe another person loves to hang out on Facebook. Maybe somebody else always has their phone and maybe they should be doing Instagram. You know, maybe somebody likes to write. They can write your bio. They can, you know, handle your website. So you need to look and see what the talents are that you already have and not have one person in the band trying to shoulder this all on their own. Also, you can ask your inner circle. You can ask your family, your friends. I know for me, I started having my mom doing some of my booking for me because I didn't have time. And I also felt like, you know, she could be doing that and it wouldn't be me calling up and asking them to book. It's better if somebody else is kind of being your booking agent. So, you know, look around and see the talents that you have around you, the time that they might have to help you. And as your fan base grows, they are going to be a marketing machine for you. I promise you, they are going to start telling their friends. If you come to their city, you're going to have them telling their friends, come see this band. I really love this band. And, you know, maybe even some of them will want to be on your street team and you can create that. The biggest thing I want you to get out of this is that it is small steps. It's just taking one step at a time, moving forward. I don't want you to get overwhelmed. I don't want you to overthink all of this. I just want you to focus on making a plan and making a little bit of progress each day, and you'll be amazed at the kind of progress that you can make in 30 days. So in our next video, we are going to start learning how to do this plan. We are going to start with our freemium. I'll tell you how to create your freemium, what you want to put in there, how you want to have it up online, some ideas for doing that in our next video.